For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. One of Memphis's most iconic tourist attractions recently got much larger.
In 3, 2, 1. Yay!
That countdown was at a ribbon-cutting at Graceland on March 2nd. The new entertainment complex is called Elvis Presley's Memphis. About 2,500 visitors bought tickets on opening day. They were the first to glimpse the new exhibits, one for Elvis's cars, another filled with jumpsuits, movie props, and gold records. Every nook and cranny now has a gift shop. To see all this, and of course walk through Elvis's house, it costs about $60. For some, that may seem a little steep. After all, Elvis died nearly 40 years ago. But around 600,000 people still visit Graceland every year. People like Marvin Hernandez from Stockton, California.
You just can't come to Memphis and not come to Graceland.
He says that there's a certain magic in the house itself.
I mean, it's something indescribable, but it brings you nostalgia and makes you feel a little sad at the same time, but happy to be here.
And for Priscilla Presley, it's almost the same feeling.
I swear to you, I can go in that house and feel like I never left. For me personally, I feel his presence there. I hear his contagious laugh of what, you know, we'd all start laughing. And then we know he's in a good mood, too.
Elvis and Priscilla divorced in 1973. He died 4 years later, but she became one of the estate's executors after Elvis's father, Vernon, died in 1979. For Priscilla, it was both a surprise and a role that she would take pride in.
That trust meant taking responsibility and making sure that decisions were to keep Elvis's legacy going forward.
Opening the house to the public in 1982 was, for her, the one way to save it.
We had no other choice. We would have lost it, obviously.
She never imagined that people would still be showing up more than 3 decades later. So the fact that the Graceland complex just underwent a $137 million building boom, including a new resort hotel, means that faith in Elvis's financial future is still pretty strong. Joel Weinschenker is the managing partner of Graceland Partners and Elvis Presley Enterprises. He's the money guy.
Every business decision I've ever made in my life is personal. If I do the right thing for the artist, then I feel that I'll be able to make money from it. But the initial impetus is never about making money.
For Weinschenker, Graceland is still full of possibilities. Elvis's father saved everything. New exhibits are easy to come by. Elvis's songs and movies can be spun off into new standalone attractions.
In the not-too-distant future, I could envision an Elvis Presley's Hawaii. So it's we're really just going to give you more and more of the things that Elvis loved. And, you know, when the average person drives 5.5 hours to get to Graceland, they're going to be overwhelmed because they're going to spend 2 or 3 days here and they're going to say, wow, I've got to come back.
Jack Soden, president and CEO of Elvis Presley Enterprises, says that attendance over the last decade or so has been steady, but it was time to grow.
We've needed, in the theme park business, they call it the new roller coaster. And now we've got the new hotel, the new complex that has got numerous elements that are just not small steps forward, they're huge steps forward.
Soden says that about a third of Graceland's current visitors were born after Elvis died. The king still reigns over pop culture. Last year, Forbes magazine listed Elvis as number 4 on its annual list of top-earning dead celebrities, with an estimated income of $27 million. For Priscilla Presley, the real power of Elvis lies in what he still represents.
I think people really appreciate the fact that how he came from such humble beginnings is still the American dream.
And that dream has always been the main display at Graceland. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
If I can dream of a warmer sun.